It's Thanksgiving Day in New York City, on a broad avenue adjoining the Central Park. An annual event is being joyfully awaited. The spectacular parade presented by Macy's Department Store to herald in the Christmas season. Away from the crowd are two of Macy's public relations experts.
He's simply wonderful, Mrs. Walker. Just look at him getting on that float. The most realistic Santa Claus we've ever had. Why, he didn't even need any padding, did
he? Padding?
Why, didn't you notice his tummy? So round, so firm, so fully packed. Where on earth did you find him?
I don't know. I just turned around and there he was.
And you think the man whose place he took was intoxicated?
With breath that could knock over a reindeer.
Ooh, just think if Mr. Macy had seen him.
What if Mr. Gimble had seen him? Competition between our stores is tough enough.
Ooh, well, the parade's starting. Let's stand at the curb.
No, Mr. Shellhammer. I'm going home to relax anyway. I can see it from there. I live just around the corner.
Well, see you tomorrow, Mrs. Walker. And congratulations on finding the best Santa Claus in Macy's history.
Only is a wonderful parade, Susan. Look at that giant.
Giant? Mr. Gailey, there are no such things as giants.
Well, not now, maybe, but in olden days, they...
Really, Mr. Gailey? And you a lawyer.
Well, what about the giant that Jack killed? You know, Jack and the Beanstalk?
Everybody knows that's a fairy tale. And I agree with my mother. Fairy tales are silly.
Come in.
Oh, hello, Mother. We're watching the parade. Mr. Gailey invited me.
Susie's told me quite a lot about you, Mrs. Walker.
She's told me quite a lot about you, too, the man in the front apartment.
Well, this is all part of a plot, Mrs. Walker. I'm very fond of Susie, but I also wanted to meet you.
There goes Santa Claus.
Oh, don't even mention his name.
Why not, Mother?
Well, that Santa Claus, you see, is a last-minute substitute.
Why?
Well, remember the way the janitor was last New Year's?
Oh, my. Tight as an owl.
I see that Susie doesn't believe in Santa either.
That's right. She never has.
Well, that's the end of the parade. Mother, I've been thinking. It's Thanksgiving and there's only two of us. Couldn't we invite Mr. Gailey?
Well,
Please, don't bother. I'll just have a sandwich or something.
But we have such a big turkey.
Well,
Please, Mother, please.
Well, I...
Did I ask all right, Mr. Gailey?
Susan, please.
You asked fine, Susan. Dinner is at 3, Mr. Gailey. Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Walker.
Yes, Mr. Shellhammer.
I'm sorry to interrupt your Thanksgiving dinner, but I just had to tell you, your Santa Claus was stupendous.
Why, thank you.
Ooh, Mr. Macy himself wants him to be our toy department Santa Claus.
Oh, fine. Can you hire him?
Oh, I already have. He's a born salesman. I just feel it.
Fine. We'll talk about it in the morning. Thanks for calling, Mr. Shellhammer.
Here he is, Mr. Shellhammer. Here's Santa Claus.
Oh, thank you, Alfred. Good morning, Santa Claus.
Good morning, Mr. Shellhammer.
Now, before you go to the toy department, here's a list of toys we have to push.
Oh?
You know, things we're overstocked on. You'll find that a great many children are undecided as to what they want for Christmas. And when that happens, you immediately suggest one of these items. Do you understand?
I certainly do.
That's fine. Now take the list, and Alfred here will show you to your throne in the toy department. And don't you forget, you're working for Macy's.
Are you really Santa Claus?
Why, of course I am. Now, what would you want for Christmas, little boy?
I want a fire engine with a real hose that squirts real water, but I won't do it in the house, I'll only do it in the bathroom, I promise.
And I promise you'll get your fire engine.
Oh, you see, Mama, I told you you'd get me one.
That's fine, that's just dandy now. You wait here, Mortimer. Mama wants to speak to Santa Claus, too.
Yes, madam.
What's the matter with you?
Madam, what's the problem?
I told you before, didn't I? The kid wants a fire engine, but there isn't one to be had anywhere in town. Macy's ain't got it, Gimbel's ain't got it, ain't nobody's got any. God, my feet are killing me, and you say, okay, you'll get your fire engine?
But you can get those fire engines at Schoenfeld's over on Lexington Avenue. Only $4.50. A wonderful bargain.
Schoenfeld's.
Yes.
Hey, I don't get it.
Oh, I follow the toy market very closely.
Yeah, Macy's sending people to other stores?
Yes.
Are you kidding?
Madam, the important thing is to make the children happy. Whether Macy's or somebody else sells the toy, it doesn't matter. Don't you feel that way?
What, who, me? Well, yeah, sure I do, but I didn't know Macy's did. I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Who's next, please? Right this way, please. Right this way to see Santa Claus. All right, little girl, now you're next.
Of course, little girl. You want some roller skates? Well, you shall have them, too.
Mama, he's gonna get me a real pair of roller skates.
And you've got some fine skates down here at Macy's, don't you, Santa Claus?
Oh, they're good skates, all right, but not quite good enough. Now, there are some really wonderful skates at Gimbel's. I'm sure Gimbel's have just what this good little girl wants.
Mr. Shellhammer, are you Mr. Shellhammer?
Gimbel's? Gimbel's, that's what he said, Gimbel's.
The sales lady said I should speak to you.
Gimbel's?
I just wanted to congratulate you and Macy's on this wonderful new stunt you're pulling.
Gimbel's.
Imagine a big outfit like Macy's putting the spirit of Christmas ahead of profit.
Gimbel's.
From now on, I'm going to be a regular Macy's customer. Ah, yeah. All right, Mortimer, we're going.
Gimbel's.
There's the toy department over there, Mr. Gailey.
You certainly know all about Macy's store, don't you, Susan?
Well, that's because my mother works here. But I still think it's silly bringing me here to see Santa Claus.
Oh, well, I just feel that when you talk to him.
Okay, Mr. Gailey. I'm certainly willing to try.
Good.
Well, well, what a fine young lady. What's your name, little girl?
Susan Walker. What's yours?
Mine? Kris Kringle. I'm Santa Claus.
Really?
Oh, you don't believe that, eh?
Uh-uh. You see, my mother's Mrs. Walker.
Oh, ho, 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 ho.
But I must say, you're the best-looking Santa Claus I've ever seen.
Really?
Your beard, for instance. It doesn't have one of those things that goes over your ears.
Ho, 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 ho. That's because it's real.
Oh?
Just like I'm really Santa Claus. Go ahead. Pull it. Ouch.
Oh, my goodness. It is real.
Yes. Now, what would you like me to bring you for Christmas?
Nothing, thank you. Whatever I want, my mother will get for me, if it's sensible and doesn't cost too much.
That's quite right, Susan.
Oh, hello, Mother.
Hello, Mr. Gailey.
Hello. The explanation for all this is very simple.
Mm-hmm.
Your maid's mother sprained her ankle when she had to go home, so she asked me to bring Susie down to you.
Oh.
And as long as we were here, I figured we might as well say hello to Santa Claus.
He has real whiskers, Mother.
Susan, would you mind standing over there a moment?
Yes, Mother.
I shouldn't have brought Susie to see Santa. Is that it?
Now you're making me feel completely heartless.
I'm sorry.
Don't you see? I tell Susan that Santa Claus is a myth, and you show her a very convincing old man with real whiskers. Who is she to believe?
I guess I see your point.
When Susan was a baby, her father and I were divorced. And ever since then, I have protected my child by teaching her realities. If you don't believe in fairy tales and fantasies, you can't be hurt or disillusioned.
We were talking about Susan, Mrs. Walker.
And I must ask you to let me raise her as I see fit. All right, dear. The store is closing soon. We need to run along to my office.
Alfred said you wanted to see me, Mrs. Walker.
Oh, yes, come in. I would be grateful if you would please tell Susan that you're not really Santa Claus, that there actually is no such person.
Mrs. Walker, not only is there such a person, but here I am to prove it.
No. You misunderstand. I want you to tell her the truth. Now, what's your real name?
Kris Kringle. And I always tell the truth. Susan, I'll bet you're in the first grade.
Second grade.
I mean your real name.
That is my real name. My goodness, the second grade?
Very well. I'll have your employment card right here. I'll look it up on that.
That's a very cute dress you have on, Susan.
It's from Macy's. We get 10% off.
Oh.
So, you always tell the truth, do you?
Yes.
Look at this employment card.
Name, Chris Kringle. Address, Brooks Memorial Home, Great Neck, Long Island. You can call there if you wish to confirm it, Mrs. Walker. It's a home for elderly gentlemen.
Would you also like me to confirm this?
What's that?
Date of birth. As old as my tongue and a little older than my teeth. Place of birth, North Pole. Now really?
Why, I believe you doubt me, Mrs. Walker.
And this tops everything. Next of kin.
Oh, that.
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, and Vixen. I'm sorry I have to do this, Mr.
Kringle.
But the Santa Claus that we had 2 years ago is back in town, and I feel that we owe it to him to bring...
But have I done something wrong?
No, no, it's just that we feel that... Hello?
It's Mr. Shellhammer, Mrs. Walker. Drop whatever you're doing. Mr. Macy wants to see us immediately.
I'll be right up. I'm afraid I'll have to be very abrupt with you. I have to see Mr. Macy. You'll be paid for the full week, Mr. Kringle, and I'll send your check to that address.
Ah, come right in, Mrs. Walker, Mr. Shellhammer.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Macy.
Now, about this new policy that you two initiated. Macy, Santa Claus sending customers to Gimble's.
Oh, I can explain everything, Mr. Macy. You see,
You don't have to explain a thing. Just look at my desk. 42 telegrams and over 500 phone calls. Grateful parents expressing undying gratitude to Macy's department store.
Well, you don't say.
And from now on, not only will our Santa Claus continue in this manner, but every salesperson in the entire store.
You mean that if we haven't got what the customer asks for...
We're to send him to where he can get it. No high pressuring and forcing a customer to take something he doesn't really want.
I think that's wonderful, Mr. Macy.
Why, we'll be known as the helpful store, the friendly store, the store that places public service ahead of profits. And consequently, we'll make more profits than ever. And as for you, Mr. Shellhammer and Mrs. Walker, you'll find a more practical expression of my gratitude in your Christmas envelope.
Thank you, Mr. Macy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Tell that wonderful Santa Claus that I won't forget him either. As a matter of fact, I'll tell him myself in the morning.
Oh, yes, indeed, Mr. Macy.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Mr. Macy.
And thank you again, sir. Oh, imagine a bonus.
Yes.
Well, what's the matter with you?
Mr. Shellhammer, I just fired him.
Who?
Santa Claus.
Oh, no, 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 no. You couldn't have.
But I did. He's crazy, Mr. Shellhammer. He really thinks he is Santa Claus.
I don't care if he thinks he's the Easter Bunny. Find him.
It was a frantic few hours that Doris spent last night rushing out to the Brooks Memorial Home on Long Island and assuring Chris Kringle that Macy's wanted him back as Santa Claus. Now Chris is again presiding over the crowded toy department, and up in her office, Doris and Mr. Shellhammer...
Don't you understand, Mr. Shellhammer? That old man with the nice white whiskers insists that he is Santa Claus. Why, he's out of his mind. What if he should have a fit or something? No, no, I've got to tell Mr. Macy.
Maybe he's only a little crazy.
Oh, please.
And anyway, you can't be sure until he's examined. We'll send him over to Mr. Sawyer.
Sawyer?
In personnel, he's paid to examine employees, isn't he? But enough about that. What do you think of this?
What is it?
A full-page ad! Macy's is running in tomorrow's newspaper.
Macy's is running it? But it's all about the other stores, Gimble's and Saks.
I know. Mr. Macy's idea, to help our customers find what they want. Whew, revolting, isn't it?
That Santa Claus certainly has started something. Oh, well, I'll get a hold of him at his lunch hour and send him up to see Mr. Sawyer.
Mm-hmm.
So I changed my clothes, Mr. Sawyer, and came right up.
Oh, so then that's your own beard, huh?
Oh, yes.
Interesting complex in back of that. Why do you carry a cane?
Oh, I always carry a cane, Mr. Sawyer. That is, when I wear street clothes. I carved this cane out of a runner from one of my old sleighs with a fine, solid silver top.
Oh, who was the first president of the United States?
What? Oh, give me a difficult one. Like, who was vice president under James Monroe?
I'm conducting this examination.
The answer is Daniel D. Tompkins. You're a rather nervous man, Mr. Sawyer.
Huh?
Tell me, do you get enough sleep?
No, my personal habits are of no concern of yours. Now, what hand am I holding up?
Right hand.
How many fingers do you see?
Three. Oh, dear, dear, you bite your nails, too.
No, stand up now. Feet together, arms extended.
Muscular coordination test. I've taken dozens of these tests. Mr. Sawyer, are you happy at home?
What? No, that will be all, Mr. Kringle. The examination is over.
Thank you.
And it may interest you to know I've been happily married for 22 years. Very happily married.
Delighted to hear it, Mr. Sawyer.
Miss Paul!
Yes, sir.
Get Mrs. Walker on the phone.
Oh, yes, sir. But your wife, sir, she's called four times already.
No, you tell my big fat wife to shut up and mind her own business.
Oh, here's Mrs. Walker, sir.
Hello.
I was just going to call you, Mr. Sawyer.
Oh?
There's a Mrs. Pierce stopping by this afternoon at 3.
Oh, who's Mrs. Pierce?
She's the woman who runs the Brooks home. I thought we might discuss Mr. Kringle's case with her.
Oh, there's hardly any point in discussing it, Mrs. Walker. Obviously, the old man should be discharged. Mrs. Pierce, Kringle should be dismissed immediately and sent to a mental institution.
Oh, now, just a moment, Mr. Sawyer.
Oh, he's deluded, saying that he's Santa Claus.
It's a delusion for good. I found he only wants to be friendly and helpful.
Oh, his whole manner suggests aggressiveness. Why, look at the way he carries that cane. Mrs. Walker, naturally, I can't discharge that loony. So when he exhibits his maniacal tendencies, don't forget, the responsibility is completely yours.
Well, I'm right back where I started.
Mrs. Walker, I assure you, Kris Kringle has no maniacal tendencies.
But if there's the slightest possibility of his causing any trouble...
What trouble?
All that needs to happen is a policeman asks his name. Kris Kringle, clang clang, and Macy Santa Claus ends up in the psychopathic ward.
Well, you can prevent that very easily.
How?
Now, there must be someone here at the store that could rent him a room. Then they could both come to work together. I'd just as soon he avoided that long train ride anyway.
You mean sort of take custody of him?
Well, yes.
Do you think Mr. Kringle would agree to that?
I'm sure he would agree.
Well, in that case, now let me see. Who do I know who could rent him a room?
Glad you're going to have dinner with us, Mr. Kringle.
Well, thank you, Susan.
I'm also very glad you're going to live next door with Mr. Gailey.
Why?
Because you're nice to talk to.
Oh, I say, what a fine young man that Mr. Gailey is, eh? Just think, allowing me to share his apartment with him. A mere stranger.
He did it because Mother hinted to him.
Well, anyway, I'm very grateful.
Shall I tell you what I did in school today? We played a silly game called Zoo, and each child was supposed to be an animal.
Oh, Susan, they were just pretending.
But it's so silly.
Oh, well, of course, but in order to play games, you need imagination.
Oh, that's when you see things, but they're not really there, right?
Well, yes, but you know, to me, imagination is a place all by itself. Now, you've heard of the French nation.
Uh-huh.
And the British nation.
Yes.
Well, this is the imagination. A very interesting place, too. Now, how would you like to be able to make snowballs in summertime?
What?
Or be the Statue of Liberty in the morning and in the afternoon fly south with a flock of geese?
Well, I'm quite sure I'd like it, but I really
Well, it's very simple, really. Well, see here. The next time they play zoo, you can be a monkey.
But I don't know how to be a monkey.
Don't you? I'll show you. Now first, you bend over a little like this. Yes, like this. Now you let your arms hang loose. See? Like
this?
Yes, yes, fine. Now put your hand over here and start scratching. See? That's it. That's excellent, Susan. That's as fine a job of scratching as I've ever seen. Now you start chattering.
Chattering?
Yes, like this. Now keep scratching. Now, look here, we'll do it together. Now chatter and scratch. Scratch and chatter, see? That's fine, Susan, you're doing beautifully. Susan, are you still awake?
Uh-huh.
I'm just coming in to say goodnight, that's all. Now look here, about Christmas. There must be something you'd like for Christmas.
Well, I've certainly thought about something, Mr. Kringle.
You have? What is it then? Tell me.
It's right here on the night table, see? I tore this page out of a magazine. It's a picture of a house.
Oh, that's what you want, is it? A little doll's house with colonial architecture.
Oh, no, not a doll's house. A real house.
A real house?
Yes, and if you're really Santa Claus, you can get it for me.
No. Wait a minute, Susie. What could you possibly do with a big house?
Live in it with my mother. And it has a backyard with a big tree to put a swing on, and a garden, and a... Oh, well. Why even discuss it?
Susie, could I keep this picture? Just in case?
I guess so.
Thank you, dear. Thank you. Well, Mr. Gailey is waiting for me. Good night, monkey.
Good night, Mr. Kringle.
Take whichever bed you like, Mr. Kringle.
You're really very kind. Oh, tell me, Mr. Gailey, what is it that you do for a living?
Oh, I'm a lawyer. Hayslip, Sherman, and McKenzie.
Oh. And do you like living here in the city?
Well, it's convenient, but someday I'd like to get a place on Long Island.
Oh?
Yes, not a big house, just one of those junior partner deals around Manhasset.
Oh, one of those little colonial houses, eh?
Yeah, a little colonial house would be swell.
Good, yes. You're quite fond of Mrs. Walker, aren't you?
A lot of good it does me. She lives in a cast iron shell that's just a little difficult to penetrate.
Oh, well, you must try harder, Mr. Gailey. You know Mrs. Walker and that child are a couple of lost souls. It's up to us to help them.
Oh?
Yes, she... Well, shall I turn out the light?
No. I'm not going to be cheated out of this. You know, all my life I've wondered about it, and now I'm going to find out. Tell me, does Santa Claus sleep with his whiskers outside or inside the covers?
Oh, outside, of course. Mm. Outside by all means. The cold air makes them grow.
Oh, come in, Mrs. Walker, come in.
Thank you, Mr. Macy. I've just heard something very exciting.
You have? Well, let me tell you something very exciting. Our policy of being kind to customers has tripled our sales. Now, what do you think of that?
That's wonderful, Mr. Macy. And Gimbel's thinks it's wonderful, too.
Gimbel's?
Gimbel's are adopting the same policy.
Well... Is that so?
And it gives me an idea. As long as Gimbel's are doing the same thing, why not some pictures for the newspaper?
Pictures?
Yes. You and Mr. Gimbel's shaking hands.
Shaking hands? R.H. Macy and Gimbel?
Well, yes.
Yes. Why not? With Santa Claus. It's a great idea, Mrs. Walker. Macy and Gimbel. Shaking hands. Now, that's enough, gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, Mr. Gimbel.
All right, R.H. Now we'll go over to my store and get some really good pictures.
Just a minute now. I have something here for Santa Claus. Here you are, Mr. Kringle. A check in appreciation for all you've done.
Mr. Macy, why, that's most kind of you.
I didn't think you were that generous, R.H. That's quite a check. What are you going to do with it, Mr. Kringle?
Well, I have a friend, a Mrs. Pierce. She needs a new stove for the Brooks Memorial Home.
You'll buy the stove through the store. 10% discount.
Nonsense. Come over to Gimbel's. We'll furnish it at cost.
Keep it up, gentlemen. Keep it up. At this rate, the Brooks Memorial Home will have a whole new kitchen.
How did the pictures turn out, Mr. Kringle?
Oh, fine, Alfred, fine. How about a game of checkers during lunch, eh?
No, not today, Chris. I don't feel so good.
Oh? What's the matter, Alfred?
Oh, nothing much. You remember I was telling you how I like to play Santa Claus over at the Y and give out packages to the kids?
Yes.
Well, I was telling Mr. Sawyer about it. He says, that's very bad, that psychologically it's all wrong.
Wrong? To be nice to children?
Well, he says guys who play Santa Claus do it because when they were young, they must have done something bad, and now they do something they think is good to make up for it, see? It's what he calls a guilt complex.
Alfred, what else has Mr. Sawyer found wrong with you?
Oh, nothing much. Just that I hate my father. I didn't know it, but he says I do.
Excuse me.
Ain't you gonna have lunch?
Later. Right now, I have an appointment with Mr. Sawyer.
Oh, 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 you can't go in there, Mr. Kringle.
What do you mean, breaking into my office like this?
Are you a licensed psychiatrist?
What business is it of yours?
I have a great deal of respect for psychiatry and great contempt for meddling amateurs who go around practicing it.
No, shut up.
You ought to be horsewhipped. Taking a boy like Alfred and filling him up with complexes and phobias.
I think I'm better equipped to judge than you.
Just because Alfred wants to be kind to children, you tell him he has a guilt complex.
Oh, having the same delusion you couldn't possibly understand. And don't you wave that cane at me.
Either you stop analyzing Alfred or I'll go straight to Mr. Macy and tell him what a contemptible fraud you are.
Oh, get out of here. Get out of here before I have you thrown out.
There's only one way to handle a man like you. Maybe this will knock some sense into you.
Oh, 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 my head! Help! Oh.
Good day, Mr. Sawyer.
Miss Paul,
there he
give
is.
Me the police. Oh. Give me Mrs. Walker. Oh. Give me the psychopathic ward at Bellevue Hospital.
You can see Mr. Kringle now, Mr. Gailey.
Thank you, nurse. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Fred.
Chris, I've been speaking to the doctors. They said they've given you some tests.
Oh, yes. Same old tests.
Except this time you failed to pass them? Chris, you deliberately failed. Why?
Why? Well, because I had great hopes, Fred. I had a feeling Mrs. Walker was beginning to believe in me. And now I discovered she was only humoring me all the time.
But this wasn't Doris's idea at all. Mr. Sawyer had you sent up here even before she knew about it.
But why? Why didn't she come in to me and explain things?
Because she didn't want to hurt you.
It's not just Mrs. Walker. It's... Take Mr. Sawyer. He's contemptible, dishonest, and deceitful. Yet he's out there and I'm in here. Well, if that's normal, I don't want it.
But you can't just think of yourself, Chris. What happens to you matters to a lot of other people. People like me, who believe in what you stand for, and people like, well, Susan, who are just beginning to. Chris, you're letting us down.
Well, Fred, maybe you're right. Of course you're right. I ought to be ashamed of myself. Now let's get out of here.
Now, wait a minute, Chris. You flunked your mental examination, but good.
Oh, yes, so I did. But you're a lawyer. You'll fix it.
Hey, look, I can't just go in there and...
No, I won't let you down. You won't let me down.
Chris, now take it easy. Look, there'll have to be a hearing. If you're going to be committed, it has to be before a judge.
Well?
Well, if I can do anything, it'll have to be in a courtroom. Sit tight, Chris. I'll get an idea. I have to get an idea.
You You sent for me, Mr. Macy?
I certainly did, Mr. Sawyer. I brought my family to the toy department to see our Santa Claus, and our Santa Claus isn't here. He's in Bellevue. Yes,
Mr. Macy.
Because he's a lunatic.
Yes, sir, a lunatic.
Lunatic, my foot! Now you listen to me, Mr. Sawyer. You get that case dropped right away, or you'll have another lump to match the one he gave you.
But it's out of my hands, Mr. Macy. Mr. Kringle goes to court in the morning.
You just see that he's back in my toy department by the afternoon. Now get out of here!
Mr. Gailey! Mr. Gailey!
Yes?
I've been looking all over for you. I'm Mr. Sawyer.
Oh, so you're Sawyer.
I was just speaking to the court clerk, and he said you represent Mr. Kringle. Well, I represent Mr. Macy.
Oh, then I'll see you in court.
Well, that's what I want to speak with you about. Now, you see, Mr. Macy would like to drop this whole case right now. You see, we're most anxious to avoid any publicity.
No publicity, huh? That's very interesting.
Oh, so you'll cooperate?
You know something, Sawyer? You've just given me the idea I've been searching for.
Oh, good, good.
If I'm going to win this case, I'm going to have public opinion and plenty of it. And publicity is just the way to do it. Thanks. And so long, Mr. Sawyer.
Mr. Gailey! Mr. Gailey!
Look at these newspapers, Chris. Evening Dispatch. Doctors doubt sanity of Santa who launched goodwill campaign.
Oh, my.
Daily Bulletin. Macy's Santa Claus to have lunacy hearing.
What's this one?
The New York Express.
Oh, listen to this. Is Kris Kringle crazy? Court case coming. Kiddies cry calamity.
You've driven the United Nations clear back to page 5. Well, get a good night's sleep, Chris. We go before Judge Harper at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
In a crowded courtroom, Judge Harper listens patiently as the assistant district attorney summons Chris to the witness stand.
Now, this is not a trial, Mr. Kringle. It's just a hearing. Now then, where do you live, please?
Well, it seems to me that this is what this hearing will decide, won't it?
Mr. Kringle, do you believe that you are Santa Claus?
Of course I do.
That's all, Your Honor. The state rests its case.
Well, Mr. Gailey.
Your Honor. Mr. Merrick contends my client is not sane because he believes he is Santa Claus.
An entirely logical conclusion. Anyone who thinks he is Santa Claus is crazy.
Your Honor, you yourself believe that you are Judge Harper.
I am.
Yet no one questions your sanity because you are Judge Harper.
Mr. Kringle is the subject of the sanity hearing, not I.
Well, Your Honor, I intend to prove that Mr. Kringle is Santa Claus.
I thought you said this was a cut-and-dried sanity hearing.
I thought it was, Your Honor.
In view of Mr. Gailey's statement, I'll have to review the entire background of this case. Court's adjourned until tomorrow morning.
Hello, Doris. I'm sorry I'm late, but get ready, because we're really going to celebrate tonight.
What are we celebrating?
Well, didn't you read the papers? Santa's mouthpiece throws bombshell in New York Supreme Court.
Oh, Fred, you're not really serious about this. You can't possibly prove that Kris Kringle is really Santa Claus.
Well, you saw that Mr. Macy and Mr. Gimble shake hands. That wasn't possible either.
Well, what does your firm have to say about it? Hayslip and McKinsey and the rest of them.
That I've jeopardized their prestige and that either I drop this impossible case or they'll drop me.
You see?
So I beat them to it. I quit.
Fred, you threw away a career because of a sentimental whim.
Well, I'll open my own office.
And what kind of clients will you get?
Oh, probably a lot of people like Chris who are just being pushed around. That's the only fun in law anyway. Doris, look, don't you have any faith in me at all?
It's not a question of faith. It's just common sense.
But faith is believing in things when common sense tells you not to. It's not just Chris that's out there on trial. It's everything that he stands for. Human kindness and love.
Oh, Fred, listen. We've seen a lot of each other the last couple of weeks, and Well, I've become fond of you. We've talked about some wonderful plans, haven't we? And then you go and do this? Go on an idealistic binge, throw away your security, and expect me to be happy about it?
And I expect too much. Is that it? Well, that's that, I guess. Good night, Doris.
Hello? Yes, this is Merrick. Well, can't it wait till tomorrow? I'm eating... Who's been subpoenaed? Well, how do you think I feel about it? I'll see you tomorrow.
Who was that, dear?
R.H. Macy's been subpoenaed.
Oh, my.
Those reporters. They make me look like a sadistic monster who likes nothing better than to drown pussycats and tear wings off of butterflies.
Oh, quiet, dear. Tommy's still awake.
Oh, all right.
It would break his heart if he knew what his daddy was doing.
I'm doing my job as assistant district attorney.
Well, I'm not so sure that I don't agree with him. Mr. Kringle looks like a very nice old man, and I don't see why you keep persecuting him.
I'm not persecuting him. I'm prosecuting him. I like the old man, too, but there's nothing I can do about it.
You know something, Thomas. Sometimes I wish I'd married a plumber or a butcher.
Well, if I lose this case, it's very possible you'll get your wish.
Oh.
R.H. Macy. I wonder what he's gonna pull tomorrow.
Proceed with your witness, Mr. Gailey.
Now then, Mr. Macy, if you recognize the defendant, please tell us who he is.
Why, it's Kris Kringle, of course.
Do you believe him to be of sound mind?
Sound mind? I wish I had a dozen like him.
Mr. Macy, you are under oath. Now, do you believe that man is Santa Claus?
Well, now, that's a rather delicate...
Think of those headlines tomorrow. Macy admits his Santa Claus is a fraud.
You keep out of this, Gimble!
What did you say?
Nothing. Nothing, Mr. Merrick. Nothing.
Well, I wish you would. Is that man Santa Claus?
Yes. In my opinion, he most certainly is.
Your Honor, there is no such person as Santa Claus, and everybody knows it.
Can you prove there isn't?
I won't even try. I'll not waste the court's time with such childish nonsense. Your Honor, the prosecution requests an immediate ruling from this court. Is there or is there not a Santa Claus?
Well, now, the court will take a short recess to consider the question.
Hello, Henry.
Why, Hilda, what are you doing here?
Can't your sister visit you in your chambers? And if you ask me, you never needed a sister's advice like you do now.
Oh, this awful Kringle case. Well, I certainly don't see what they're making such a fuss about.
Making a fuss? Henry, that's Santa Claus you've got out there on trial for lunacy. This case is dynamite and you're coming up for re-election soon.
Hilda, do you know what happened last night? Martha brought the grandchildren over. They wouldn't even kiss Grandpa. They wouldn't even talk to me.
Uh-huh. See what I mean? If you rule, there is no Santa Claus.
But I'm a responsible judge. How can I seriously rule that there is a Santa Claus?
Because of what happens if you don't. The kids read about it, and they don't put up their stockings. Now, what happens to all those toys that are supposed to be in those stockings? Nobody buys them, and the toy manufacturers have to lay off employees. Oh, and the department stores are gonna love you, too. Yes, sir, Henry. And what about the Salvation Army? They've got a Santa Claus on every street corner. They've taken a lot of money to help the poor, but go ahead, Henry. You go in there and rule there isn't any Santa Claus. But if you do, you can count on getting just 2 votes, your own and that district attorneys out there!
The question of Santa Claus seems to be largely a matter of opinion. The tradition of American justice demands a broad and unprejudiced view of such a controversial matter.
But, Your Honor!
This court, therefore, intends to keep its mind open. We shall ask for evidence of either side.
But the burden of proof clearly rests with my opponent. Can he produce any evidence to support his view?
If Your Honor, please, I can. Will Thomas Merrick please take the stand?
Who, me?
No, Thomas Merrick Jr. I believe he and his mother are both in court today.
Hi, Papa.
Hello.
Tommy, do you believe in Santa Claus?
Oh, I sure do. Gosh, he gave me a brand new sled last year.
Now, what does Santa Claus look like, Tommy?
Well, there he is, sitting right over there.
Your Honor, I protest.
Overruled.
Tell me, Tommy, Why are you so certain that there's a Santa Claus?
Because my old papa told me so, didn't you, Pop?
Thank you, Tommy. You can go back to your mother now.
See you later, Papa.
You certainly will. Your Honor.
Oh, don't forget Santa Claus. This year, I want a football helmet.
Yeah. Don't worry, Tommy. You'll get it.
Mr. Kringle, if you don't mind. Your Honor, the state of New York concedes the existence of a Santa Claus. But in so conceding, we demand that Mr. Gailey stop representing and presenting personal opinion as evidence. I insist he submit authority to prove that Mr. Kringle here is the one and only Santa Claus.
Well, Mr. Gailey, are you prepared to show that Mr. Kringle is Santa Claus on the basis of unprejudiced authority?
Well, sir, no, not now I'm not. I need a little time.
Why not now?
Tomorrow, Your Honor.
Very well. Court's adjourned until tomorrow morning.
Susan, dear, finish your supper.
But I can't, Mother. All those things they're saying in the newspapers about Mr. Kringle and Mr. Gailey.
They're having this trial because he says he's Santa Claus.
He's so kind and nice and jolly. He's not like anyone else I know. He must be Santa.
You know something? I think perhaps you're right.
Is Mr. Kringle sad now, Mother?
I think he must be.
Then I'll write him a letter. Maybe that'll make him feel better. I'll cheer him up.
Postman! Postman!
Yeah, lady?
Would you mind taking this letter?
Oh, sure, lady. We're going down to the post office right now. Okay, Louie, take it away! Hey! Well, what do you know, Louie? Huh. Another letter for Santa Claus.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, here's a new one. Instead of the North Pole, this kid's got it addressed to Kris Kringle, New York County Courthouse.
Well, the kid's right.
What? Oh, yeah, sure, they got him on trial down there, don't they?
Yeah.
He claims he's Santa Claus and the DA claims he's nuts. Hey.
What?
Hey.
What?
I got an idea.
What?
Yeah. How many Santa Claus letters we got down there in the dead letter office?
Oh, who knows? Maybe 50,000? Yeah. Bags and bags all over the joints. Hey, that's... Oh, you don't mean to...
Well, why not, Louie? Wouldn't it be nice to get rid of them all? Wouldn't it?
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Yeah.
Look, Louie, as soon as we get to the post office, we go and see the supervisor.
Yeah?
You know something?
Yeah?
I bet we both get promoted.
And since the defense has been unable to submit one shred of proof that Kris Kringle is the one and only Santa Claus, and since tonight is Christmas Eve, I ask, Your Honor, that this hearing be terminated without any further delay.
Your Honor, I protest. I do have evidence.
5 minutes ago, you said you didn't.
During Mr. Merrick's oration, the bailiff handed my client the evidence I refer to.
What evidence?
This letter, Your Honor.
Yes, Mr. Kringle.
It's from Susan Walker. She believes in me. Oh, this letter means more to me than anything in the world.
That letter, Your Honor, was delivered by the United States Post Office, an official agency of the federal government. The Post Office Department is one of the largest business concerns in the world. Last year, did a gross volume of over $1 billion.
Your Honor, I'm sure we're all gratified that the Post Office is getting along so well. But what bearing does it have on the sanity of that man?
My point is that the Post Office is a model of efficiency. Furthermore, the laws of this country make it a criminal offense to willfully misdirect mail or intentionally deliver it to the wrong party.
The state of New York is second to none in its admiration of the Post Office Department. We're very happy to concede Mr. Gailey's...
For the record, Mr. Merrick?
For the record. Anything to get on with this case.
Thank you. Your Honor, that letter just received by Mr. Kringle is positive proof...
One letter is hardly positive proof.
I have further exhibits, Your Honor, but I hesitate to produce them...
Come, Mr. Gailey. Put them here on my desk.
But, Your Honor...
I said, put them on my desk.
All right, boys, bring them in.
Whoa. Your Honor, what is this?
Empty those mail sacks on Judge Harper's desk.
No, wait a minute.
Bring them all in or be fined for contempt of court.
No, just a second here.
Oh, we'll do it, Your Honor. True rain, true sleet, true snow, true anything.
We deliver. Mr. Gailey.
Your Honor, Every one of those letters and every one of those mail sacks is addressed to Santa Claus. The post office delivered them. Therefore, the post office recognizes Kris Kringle to be the one and only Santa Claus.
Since the United States government declares this man to be Santa Claus, this court will not dispute it. Case dismissed. And for heaven's sake, get this mail out of my courtroom.
So as soon as I got out of court, I came straight to Macy's to see you, Doris.
Oh, Kris, I'm so glad you won.
Well, we're having a big Christmas party at Brooks' home tomorrow morning. I'd like so much to see you and Susan there.
We'll be there, Kris. And couldn't you come home now and have dinner with us?
Now? Tonight? Me? My goodness, Doris, it's Christmas Eve.
Of course.
Alfred, look. Look who came all the way out here to our home just for our Christmas party.
Kris, it's Mr. Macy.
And Mr. Gimble, too. Excuse me, Alfred. Mrs. Walker and Susan have to leave now. I'd like to say goodbye to them.
But Susan, darling, you got so many presents.
Not the one I wanted. Not the one Mr. Kringle was going to get for me.
What was it?
It doesn't matter. I knew I wouldn't get it. But I thought at least he'd tell me why.
Susie. I'm sorry, Susie. I tried my best, but...
You couldn't get it because you're not Santa Claus.
Susan!
Just a nice old man, like Mother said.
But I was wrong when I told you that. You must believe Mr. Kringle and keep right on doing it. You must have faith in him.
But that doesn't make sense, Mother.
Well, faith is... believing in things when common sense tells you not to.
What?
I mean, just because things don't turn out the way you want them to at first, you've still got to believe in people. I found that...
Hello, Doris.
Mr. Gailey!
Merry Christmas, Susie.
Gosh, you just get here and we're ready to leave.
Oh, I've been here a while. And if you're ready to leave,
I'll... Before you go, come over here, Fred. Take a look at this map I've made for you. You'll miss a lot of traffic. About 4 miles south, you will see Ashley Avenue. Now that's the street you want, Ashley Avenue.
Thanks, Kris. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Fred. And to you, my dear. And to you, Susan.
I believe, Mr. Kringle. I do. It's silly, I suppose. But I do.
I don't understand it, Fred. The map Kris gave definitely says Ashley Avenue. We've been on Ashley Avenue now.
Stop the car! Oh, stop the car, please!
Susie, what is it, darling? What's the matter?
There it is! The house! The house!
Susie!
What in the world?
She's running into that house.
At least there's no one home. It's brand new. It's just been built.
Yeah. For sale, it says. For sale.
What on earth is that child up to?
Susie! Hey, Susie!
Here I am, upstairs!
Now, come right down! You know you shouldn't be running around in other people's houses! Now, that's strange.
I'll say.
No, I mean this house. I've seen this house somewhere. I know I have. Maybe in a magazine?
Mother, it's our house! It's the one I asked him for, Mr. Kringle!
Mr. Kringle?
I know it is! Oh, you were right, Mommy! You were right!
Susie!
Mommy told me that if things didn't turn out just the way you wanted them to at first, you still had to believe! And I kept believing, and you were right, Mommy! Mr. Kringle is Santa Claus!
Now where are you going?
In back, to see if there's a swing! There is one! Oh, there is one!
You told her that? About believing?
Well, I...
The sign outside for sale, it says. Well, we can't let her down, can we?
I never really doubted you. It was just my silly common sense.
Well, it makes sense to believe in me now. I must be a pretty good lawyer. I take a little old man and legally prove to the world that he's Santa Claus. Now, you know that couldn't be...
Fred!
What's the matter?
There, in the corner by the fireplace.
Oh, no. No.
It can't be. It couldn't be.
A cane. Kris's cane. There couldn't be two canes like that anywhere in the world.
Silver handle and all.
Do you know something? I guess Kris got me the present I wished for, too.
Miracle on 34th Street has been a production of the On the Air Radio Players, sponsored by the Henrico County Department of Recreation and Parks. The actors for tonight's show were Terry Minifee Gao, Ben Wilson, Stephen Ryan, Shane Harris, Emma Fulmer, Thomas Eichler, Rebecca Ann Muhlman, and Katie Anna Worthington. Our composer and recording engineer is Brett Zwerdling, and our sound technician is Devin Langston. Be sure to join us again on March 3rd and 4th here at the Cultural Arts Center of Glen Allen for our next production when we will present The Thin Man. Or join us at the radio to listen to the broadcast of our shows on WZEZ FM 100.5 on your dial. Thanks for being such a great studio audience. And from all of us to all of you, best wishes for a safe and happy holiday. Good night, everyone.